Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with Samantha Wood, Managing Editor of News at the Berkshire Eagle. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning, David.
On this Friday, we start with an effort in Pittsfield at a civilian police advisory board.
This isn't the first time that there's been such an effort. In previous years, there was a civilian advisory board, or at least a place where civilians could go and bring comments and complaints and have a forum to do that, but that has fizzled. There's also a public safety committee, but that's struggled to define its role. And this is a civilian-led effort to have a body that could discuss police interactions with the community, provide people with a place to talk about that, and then also provide the community with information about the police department and help make that a stronger and healthier relationship.
From there, the issue of Great Barrington renters and making it easier for them to buy homes.
So they've just launched a trust fund in Great Barrington that uses money from the Community Preservation Act. It's one of 80 communities in Massachusetts to do this. And what you can do with this fund is you can help people who don't own homes come up with the money for a down payment so they can get into a situation where they can own a home. And it also helps to free up some rentals in a very tight housing market. And of course, we know it can be quite hard to save up enough money to buy a house, even if you know you can make mortgage payments. So this seems as a useful effort to help remediate that, David.
Certainly. And we go from there now to the 40 Under 40 Awards ceremony.
So last night at the Berkshire Plaza in Pittsfield, there was the 40 Under 40 ceremony honoring young leaders in Berkshire County. This is put on by Berkshire Community College with partnership from One Berkshire and the Berkshire Eagle. And one of the people recognized was a 16-year-old who helps cancer patients, and she's been working to raise money to provide support for young cancer patients and their families. Her name is Madison Quinn. And Lee Reed, who works in the Pittsfield Department of Developmental Services, was also honored. And she's just turning 40 today. So these are examples of some of the young leaders recognized at the dinner last night.
We've been talking with Samantha Wood. She's the managing editor for news at the Berkshire Eagle. For more on these stories, you can head to berkshireeagle.com or pick up a copy of the paper. I'm sure Samantha won't mind. Well, have a great weekend. And, of course, we'll talk to you next week when I can only believe spring is just that much closer.
I hope so, David. Have a good weekend.